KCRW sponsors include Searchlight Pictures, presenting the new movie, The Greatest Hits. Music takes us places. What if it could literally take you back in time? The Greatest Hits is a hypnotic journey through the connection between love, music, and memory. Now streaming on Hulu.
This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. Years ago, I was in a hotel restaurant in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. I was there in the middle of a long trek through Central Asia, and I was talking to a few of the locals. When you travel alone, I found striking up a conversation with strangers is easy. Now, when I say talked with, I'm perhaps overstating it. I don't speak Uzbek or much Russian, and they certainly didn't speak much English. But given enough vodka and the right attitude, people can make themselves understood. We talked about politics and religion and world affairs. We talked about cars and American basketball and what New York City is really like. And at some point, as I was trying to describe the beaches of Southern California, I suddenly realized that no one was listening to me. My new friends were all distracted, staring at the TV in the restaurant with slack-jawed intensity. The men were transfixed by a music video. They were dumbstruck by the sight of a boy band, the Backstreet Boys, singing their hit, I Want It That Way. For those of you who insist on pretending that you don't remember it, here's a short refresher. The boys are dancing around, surrounded by screaming and fainting girls, and in the background is an enormous jet airplane, it looked like an Airbus A340, with Backstreet Boys emblazoned on the side. Now, my new friends from Samarkand looked at the screen, then back at me, then back at the screen, and I could tell what they were thinking. In the West, you all live like that, right? I shrugged as if to say, yeah, pretty much. Well, better they all figure out a way to come to the United States themselves and learn firsthand that we don't all live like the Backstreet Boys. And in fact, as emerged in the years after their breakup, it turns out that the Backstreet Boys didn't even live like the Backstreet Boys. Right now, groups of escapees from North Korea, now living and working in safety in South Korea, are busily smuggling movies, music videos, and yes, even episodes of the sitcom Friends back into North Korea. It's all described in the latest issue of Wired magazine in a riveting article by Andy Greenberg. The theory is the benighted citizens of the Hermit Kingdom, living under the brutal dictatorship of the Kim dynasty, have been cut off from the Western world for over half a century. All they know about the West is what they've heard from official government propaganda, that it's a cesspool of warmongering and violence and greed and misery. It's some of those things, of course, but it's interesting to imagine furtive groups of North Korean citizens watching Hollywood movies and television, a crime punishable by death, by the way, and learning that their leaders have lied to them. They're discovering, USB stick by USB stick, that the West isn't such a bad place after all. That if you can carry a tune with any competence, someone will buy you an Airbus A340. And that there are enormous apartments available in Greenwich Village that even young, broke kids who spend all day lingering in coffee shops can afford. Now, we'll know for sure that freedom has come to North Korea when there are tourists from Pyongyang wandering around New York looking for the apartment from Friends. And will know that their world is a much better place when they're disappointed by reality, just like the rest of us. And that's it for this week. Next week, we're pitching for KCRW. This is Rob Long.